The Alan Young Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Delmar welcoming you to The Alan Young Show, featuring our singing star, Diane Courtney, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and starring Alan Young. Well, friends, we're just outside Alan Young's house. It's a beautiful house. The walls are covered with rambling roses. No paint, just roses. You know, Alan gave a dinner party last night. I wonder if he's finished washing the dishes.
Oh, hello, Kenny. Come on in.
Okay.
Glad you dropped in, Kenny. Did you enjoy the dinner party I gave last night?
I certainly did, Alan. I'm sorry I had to leave so soon. How long did the party go on after I left?
Oh, it lasted for about an hour and a quart. But I'm glad you liked the meal. What did you think of the main course, the beefsteak surprise?
Beefsteak surprise? What was the surprise?
Didn't you notice? No beefsteak. And by the way, I'm not going to invite Peter Van Steeden to another dinner party at my house. The man simply has no table manners at all. If you remember when I was eating, I kept my little finger extended.
Well, what's that supposed to indicate, elegance?
No, it means a left turn into the spaghetti. Yeah, that was quite a dinner, and very expensive, too. When I was out shopping at a dairy, they asked me 40 cents for a quart of buttermilk, but I outsmarted them.
What did you do?
I bought a pound of butter, and I milked it myself. Incidentally, Kenny, you ought to see that dairy I go to. It's ultra-modern. They put a radio in the stall with every cow to encourage production. When I got there, the place was flooded with milk.
Why?
The cows were listening to Double or Nothing.
Well, say, Alan, I meant to ask you, why did you give that dinner party?
Didn't you know? To celebrate the big victory of my high school football team. I love football. I saw the Cornell-Princeton game last year, and I sat so far up in the grandstand, I had to use binoculars. Somehow or other, a penny got stuck on one of the lenses.
What happened?
All through the first half, I thought Abraham Lincoln was playing fullback.
Well, you kind of like football, don't you, Alan?
Oh, yes, I was the star halfback for the Tutwater High School team in their big game of the season.
Who did you play?
The Beaverdale Bloomer Girls. I'll never forget that game. Before the game, everybody said the Bloomer Girls had beat the pants off us. But if you happen to see the game, you know that we beat the... Well, we won! I'd love to tell you more, Kenny, but I left the water running for my bath. I've got to get upstairs. You can wait for me here in the living room if you want. That cook of mine. I wonder what she wants. What is it, Carmelita?
Mr. Young, perhaps you can lend me a hand, eh? I want you to help me paste this chicken.
Paste the chicken?
See, and look how the cookbook spells paste. With a B.
Must be a mistake. Here's the glue. You know, Carmelita, you're not doing a very good job of keeping this house in order.
Mr. Young, one more remark like this and I go out and get for myself another job. Don't forget I have very good references from my last employer.
References? You never showed them to me?
I got the letter right here. Look, I read it to you. Carmelita Gomez is a very good cook, and she keep my house clean. I can recommend her. She is so efficient.
Wait a second. Who signed that reference?
Xavier Cougar.
Put that letter away and get busy with the house. Here, I bought some furniture polish for you.
Uh-huh. Easy good stuff.
Oh, it's wonderful. You just put some on the furniture and rub for 3 days. Then put a little more on and rub for 4 days. And before you know it, the week is gone. Now, get busy around here. If anybody calls, I'll be taking a bath.
Mr. Young, you took a bath yesterday.
I take a bath every day.
Oh, you Americans are so superstitious. Los Americanos de los Estados Unidos son locos en las cabezas.
That's what I get for hiring a Swedish cook. Hey, that water is still running in the tub. I better get upstairs right away. I didn't overflow much. The only thing that's floating is the sink. Now for a nice hot bath. Let me get my clothes off. My jacket, my tie, my shirt. Darn it. Why do I use these safety pins? Doesn't that bathtub look inviting? Just like an ocean. I'll make believe I'm an admiral in the Navy. Now, this is my fleet. This washcloth is a battleship. This sponge is a destroyer. This scrubbing brush is an aircraft carrier. Now, I'll open fire. Bang! Bang, bang, bang! Some sneak loaded the soap. Now for my bath. Kind of cold. Carmelita, what's wrong with the hot water?
It's cold.
Well, why isn't it hot?
Because the hot water heater is burst.
Oh, that hot water heater. I'll have to get a new one. Never get a hot bath in this house.
Alan, what are you mumbling about?
Hello, Kenny. Forgotten you were still here. My hot water heater's broken again. I gotta go downtown and buy a new one. Want to come along? The street, Diane Courtney. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Alan.
Say, Diane, I heard some wonderful news about you. The editorial staff of Song Hits magazine has chosen you as the outstanding new singer of 1944 because of your wonderful work you've done on radio, records, and your singing for the armed forces. That's a wonderful honor, you know.
Well, thank you, Alan. I'm really grateful to Song Hits magazine and its readers, and I'd like to thank them very much.
Yeah. You know, Diane, I had an honor conferred on me by a magazine this week, too.
Really? What was it?
Well, the editors of the Grapefruit Growers Weekly looked over the field of new comedians, and they selected me as the most promising young squirt of 1944. By the way, Diane, have you learned any new songs lately?
Uh-huh. But may I do an old favorite, Just One of Those Things?
Oh, swell, Diane.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells but now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. Oh, it was great fun, but it was just one of those. Just one of those wonderful, wonderful things.
Gee, that was fine, Diane.
Well, thank you, Alan. Oh, here comes my sister Betty. You remember Betty, don't you, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Young. How are you?
Oh, that's okay. Betty.
Yes, Mr. Young.
Care to see me jump over this fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
Alan, you sort of like my sister, don't you?
Oh, well, you know what they say in French.
No, what?
They can say almost anything in French. Sure is nice to see you, Betty.
Thank you.
Alan, Betty's very thrilled because today she's starting college. She's looking forward to meeting all the big college men.
Huh?
Oh, yes, I've heard so much about them. Oh, they're all so suave and sophisticated.
Huh? Diane, cigarette?
No, Alan.
Good. Betty, cigarette?
No, Mr. Young.
Good. Well, I guess I'll have to bum one from somebody else. Made any good fudge lately, Betty?
Not lately.
Well, I've got some more shopping to do. I'll see you later, kids.
Goodbye, Diane.
Goodbye, Diane. Your sister's swell, Betty. I don't meet many girls like her.
No?
No. I don't meet many girls like you either.
No?
I don't meet many girls. Betty, are you walking my way?
Yes, I am.
Good. So am I. Gosh, Betty, you're the prettiest girl I ever saw.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Gee, I could just be putty in your hands, if you care for a handful of putty. You know, I was going to ask you for a date.
Well, okay, Mr. Young. I'll go out with you. I had a fight with my parents, and I want to disgrace them.
What?
Oh, I didn't mean that, Mr. Young. But my dad doesn't like you. Well, he says that anyone I go out with has to be a man of the world.
Well, tell him I'm a man of the world.
I did, and he said he means this world.
Oh.
And another thing, Dad prefers a man who... Oh, there's Eddie. Hello, Eddie. Oh, isn't that a lovely car he has, Mr. Young? A brand new 8-cylinder roadster. Oh, Mr. Young, Eddie's waving at you. Why don't you say something to him?
Well, okay. Hi, Eddie. Your father out of jail yet?
Mr. Young, that wasn't very nice. Eddie is a very fine boy, and he's taking me to the country club dance tonight.
Huh? And I got a nice dance at the Elks Club tonight. I'm going down if I can get an elk. I hate to go to the Elks as a stag. Pretty good, eh, Betty? Elk, stag, you know, sort of a joke. Forget it.
Oh, there's Charlie. Oh, he has a convertible roadster, too. Oh, Charlie's so much fun. He's effervescent, and he just bubbles over.
Soda 7-Up, and you get 2 cents back on the bottle. Diane said you were going to go to college.
Oh, yes, I've been looking forward to it. Oh, I'm so much in love with Plato, Socrates, and Euripides.
Don't you ever go out with American boys?
Mr. Young, you just don't understand. What ever stopped you from going to college?
High school. Of course, I could have gone to college. My father wanted me to have all the advantages he didn't have. He wanted me to go to Vassar.
But Vassar is a girls' college.
He wanted me to have all the advantages he didn't have. Besides, Gee, look at the time. I gotta be getting along. I gotta buy a hot water heater for my house.
Where are you going to buy it?
You haven't lived around here very long, have you? Where do I buy anything? Greenbracker's department store. Mr. Breenbracker.
Oh, you would have to walk in now.
Oh, were you doing something important?
I was in the back of the store, wrapping up a package to send to my wife's brother overseas.
What are you sending him?
My wife. Now, did you come in here to buy something, or did the girls on the block throw you out of their potsy game again?
Don't be silly, Mr. Breenbracker. I don't play potsy. I'm grown up. Why do you think I wear these long pants?
So the fellas can tell you from your sister. Now, what did you come in here for, Buster Brown?
Well, Mr. Beanbacker, I'm here because I haven't had a hot bath for weeks.
I bet you don't get many dates, do you?
Mr. Mr. Breenbacker. What I mean is my hot water heater is broken, so I have to take cold baths.
Well, tell me something, kid, and I hope I'm not being too personal. But who washes your back?
Nobody. I do it myself with a long-handled scrubbing brush.
I tried that the last time I took a bath, and it was no good.
Why not?
I tore my underwear.
Look, Mr. Breenbacker, do you have a hot water heater to sell me?
Sure I have. I have a gas heater, an electric heater, a coal heater, and a radio model.
What's a radio model?
Gabriel heater, nosy.
Mr. Breenbacker, why are you always so nasty to me? Is something bothering you?
I never get any rest at night. My wife walks in her sleep.
Why does that keep you from resting?
I dream that I'm a sailor and I follow her.
Isn't that strange? You're unhappy because you can't sleep, and my trouble is that I sleep like a log.
What's wrong with sleeping like a log?
My father keeps throwing me into the fireplace. I wish he wouldn't do it. I keep on making an ash of myself.
Isn't he corny? Kid, no wonder you can sleep. No wonder you can sleep, kid. You don't have a wife like my Emily to nag you. Hmm? Take my advice, kid. Don't ever get married.
Why not?
Between you and me, love is silly.
Between you and me, it would be ridiculous. Now, can I see the hot water heater?
Here's one right over here. This is a gas heater.
Well, let me see if it works. I'll turn on the gas. Ah, the gas is coming through, all right. I think I'll light a match.
Don't light a match. Too much gas has escaped. It'll explode.
Ah, it can't explode. I'll just light a match to see if the heater works.
Don't light that match. The explosion will knock you flat on your face.
There's no danger at all. Light this match, and then it will...
I'm glad.
Mr. Breenbacker, maybe I better buy an electric hot water heater. That one near the showcase looks like a good one. The tag on it says guaranteed for 2 years and gives hot water in 30 seconds.
That's a misprint. Hmm? It's guaranteed for 30 seconds and gives hot water in 2 years. The price is $95 cash.
Well, I haven't got the cash. I'll pay you in installments.
I sell for cash only. If you haven't got the money now, you can borrow it across the street at the Loophole Loan Company.
Well, I never borrowed any money from a loan company, but I'll do it this once because I need the heater badly.
You'll be very happy with this heater. I've got one myself.
Huh?
Last night I came home after a hard day's work, got all set to take a nice hot bath, but I couldn't.
Why not? Didn't the heater work?
Yeah, it worked.
Was the water supply cut off?
No, there was plenty of water.
Then why couldn't you take your bath?
Because the sink was full of dishes.
Oh, good day, Mr. Breenbacker.
Good day, Mr. Young.
See, I'm kind of nervous about going into that loan company. I better stop in here at Kenny's drugstore for a bracing malted milk. Oh, hiya, Kenny.
Hiya, Alan.
Okay, I guess. What's cooking?
Nothing. It always smells this way around here. I got millions of them.
Oh, great.
What's worrying you, Alan?
I gotta get a loan.
All right, I take the hint. I'll leave.
No, Kenny, no. A loan. You know the stuff you get in banks?
You mean you're going to a bank because you want to be alone?
the place Mr. Breenbracker sent me to. The Friendly, Courteous Loophole Loan Company. How do you do? Are you Mr. Loophole?
Yes, what do you want, you flat-headed, fish-faced, imbecilic, repulsive, timid, moronic-looking baboon?
Timid? I came in here to borrow some money.
Oh, you did you? What do you think we loan money to any stupid-looking character? Loophole Loan Company, what do you want? Oh, hello, Mr. Frisbee. You borrowed $900 from us 6 years ago, and I was kind of hoping that you might be able to make a payment soon. No, huh? Well, I hope you're not angry at me for mentioning the loan, Mr. Frisbee. You're not? Oh, thank you, Mr. Frisbee. Goodbye.
Who is Mr. Frisbee?
The head of my draft board. Now, you say you want to borrow some money?
Yes, I understand you do business in a very friendly, courteous way.
Oh, sure we do. See that branding iron over there in the corner? Haven't used that on one of our customers for weeks.
Oh.
So you want to borrow some money. Well, first, I want to measure your thumbs.
Why measure my thumbs?
I want to make sure they fit our thumb screws. How much would you want to borrow?
$95.
I see. Well, give me a list of all your past addresses.
Well, I lived at 264 Applegate Road for 14 years. Then I lived at 371 South Avenue for 15 years. Then I moved back to Applegate Road and lived there for 22 years.
Just a second. You're only about 25. How could you be living in this town over 51 years?
I forced myself.
I see. Well, tell me something. What do you do for a living?
I'm a radio comedian.
Oh, a radio comedian. One of those wise guys who do jokes about loan companies. Heard one of them the other night who said he had to leave his mother in the loan company dungeon of security on a loan.
I never did a joke like that. That was Eddie Cantor.
Well, the next time you see him, tell him to call for his mother. Now we come to another thing. If we lend you the money, what are you going to put up for security?
Well, how about that medal I won at PS 95 for coming in second in the potato race?
Who came in first?
The potato.
Well, now look, Mr. Young, when we hand out money, we've got to be sure we're going to get it back. Step inside for your physical examination.
Physical examination? What for?
Suppose you don't pay back the money.
Well?
We want to make sure you're strong enough to work on our chain gang. Now, just step into the next room. The doctor will take care of you.
Okay.
You're not nervous, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not nervous. I'm just breaking in these goose pimples for a goose. Well, where's the doctor?
Here I am. Step right in here, please.
Oh, how do you do, doctor?
Now, young man, relax. I am Dr. Finwangle. Who are you?
Dr. Finwangle?
Oh, glad to meet you, Dr. Finwangle. I've been bothered with a pain in my side.
No, just a second. I'm Alan Young. You're Dr. Finwangle.
Really? How long have you been suffering from it?
Suffering from what?
Finwangle, very serious disease. You can't borrow any money if you have Finwangle.
Look, I need that money very badly, so examine me quick, quack.
All right, now, stick out your tongue. Further. 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 Now put your tongue back in your mouth.
Well, what's next, doctor?
Now, let me listen to your heart. I will listen to your heart. I will put this stethoscope on your chest. And now, sing something, please.
The old oaken bucket.
A little louder, please.
The iron-bound bucket.
A little louder.
The moss-covered bucket.
That's it.
That hangs by the well.
Well, that's fine. Do you know Bessie May Mucho?
Oh, let me out of here. I'll get my money and buy myself that hot water heater.
Mr. Young, before you go in there to take your bath, I have to talk to you.
Carmelita, look, I'm tired. I want to take a bath. I've been running around all day getting an electric hot water heater. First, I went to Breenbracker's department store, then to the loan company. Now, I spent the last 3 hours connecting up the electric wires down in the basement.
Yes, but you got the wires mixed up between the radio and the hot water pipe.
I did?
Sure. I just turn on the radio and hot water come out.
Hot water came out of the radio. My goodness, let's see what comes out of the hot water faucet when I turn it on. Stand back, I'll turn the faucet on. Look, something's coming out.
How do you do? Has anyone seen my husband?
Carmelita, say hello to John's other wife. Good night, lovers of hot water heaters.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.